This comes despite his close ally, Donald Trump, imposing 50% tariffs on Brazilian imports in an attempt to keep Mr. Bolsonaro out of prison, an attempt that now seems to have failed.
Yes, President Trump used his political and economic might to try and influence the trial of Jair Bolsonaro. He put sanctions on the top judges, as well as put really hefty 50% tariffs on Brazilian products. Those have now gone down to 40%, but still very, very significant. I'm sure the far right in Brazil and the right wing more generally will be looking to President Trump to try and help his ally not serve as much jail time or serve it in his special room in the police HQ in Brasilia.
But Mr. Bolsonaro had been under house arrest, but then it appears that there was some kind of attempt to escape, although he denies this. Tell us more about that.
So this is an incredible turn of events. He was under house arrest, had been since August, and on Saturday he was arrested, and it came to light that he had tried to solder off his ankle monitor using a really hot iron. And he said it was medicine induced. He was having hallucinations that were making him really paranoid, and he thought the ankle monitor was eavesdropping on his conversations. In court, he later said that he came to his senses very quickly and he had no intention to flee, although this was enough for the court to kind of dismiss an appeal attempt and deem him a flight risk and therefore put him in custody awaiting the sentence that we've seen now.